Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Hello and welcome into the Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Alyssa Hyag. Osteoarthritis is the most common form of arthritis affecting millions of people worldwide. Now, with Singapore's rapidly aging population, it has become a major cause of morbidity and disability here. Well, for a closer look at this joint disorder and the latest efforts in new treatments for patients, we're very, very happy to have two specialists on the condition joining us this afternoon. We have Associate Professor Yen Chu, Principal Investigator, Stem Cell Science and Regenerative Medicine, Lee Kuan Chin School of Medicine at NTU Singapore. And we are also very pleased to have Dr. Derek Guo, Associate Consultant at the Department of Orthopaedic Surgery at Woodlands Health, joining us on the line. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay. First, let's get a very, very quick, I know it's a very common form of arthritis, but please, Dr. Guo, give us a very quick overview of what it is.
So osteoarthritis is a degenerative disease of the joint that causes progressive loss of cartilage. And cartilage is this specialized tissue that lines joints that provides a smooth surface for the joints to move. And with osteoarthritis, there's a loss of this cartilage. It's very common in Singapore. It involves all the joints in the body, more commonly the knees and the hips. In Singapore, like you mentioned just now, about 1 in 10 of us experience it. And those above age 60 years old, 2 out of 10 can experience osteoarthritis. And in our lifetime, the lifetime risk is about 4 out of 10 of Singaporeans will experience osteoarthritis.
Yeah, but we know that it's not just an old person thing, right? I understand that, you know, younger people actually can get it too, something like 1 in 10.
That's correct. So more often than not, this is due to a chronic long age process. However, in young patients who undergo trauma or sporting injuries, or if they are excessively overweight, they can also get early onset osteoarthritis as well.
Is there a cure?
Unfortunately, for osteoarthritis, there is currently no cure. However, there are ways we can mitigate and manage the symptoms to help with the symptoms, especially. Yeah.
But I understand that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps not for a cure, but at least, you know, in helping with alleviating the discomfort or even improving what do you call the prognosis. Prof, true, right? I understand that. Yes, I understand that you at your center are doing some research on it. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, sure. So what we focus on in my lab is using stem cells in regenerative medicine approaches to treat degenerative diseases like osteoarthritis. And more specifically, there are two broad themes or approaches to how this can come about. So the first is that we try to produce artificial replacement cells in the laboratory. And the idea is that then these get transplanted back to the patient to restore the function of the tissue or the organ that's suffering. So that's a cell replacement approach. And then we have a second approach that we're working on, which is to develop drugs that stimulate the patient's own body to repair the damage. And that also works through stem cells by stimulating them to regenerate tissues. And both these approaches would be suitable for a so-called disease-modifying approach to osteoarthritis, which is to say something that can either reverse or halt the progression of the disease. And as you said just now, unfortunately, there is no cure. So the majority of patients right now are simply treated by managing the pain.
I think that before we can really fully appreciate what you've just told us, we need to know also what the options are available currently. So maybe let's go back to Dr. Goh. Not that you don't know about it, but let's get Dr. Goh to tell us about it. What are the kinds of treatments that we're looking at currently? And how is what Dr. Chu, Prof. Chu is doing, you know, going to be really making game-changing a difference to treatments?
So currently, in terms of treatment for osteoarthritis, we divide them into surgical versus non-surgical methods. When we talk about non-surgical methods, we involve lifestyle modifications such as weight loss and exercises to strengthen the muscles in the region. We can also give drugs to help the symptoms. For patients who are not quite ready for surgery yet, and yet the drugs, oral medications are not working, we can consider giving injections into the knee joint to help alleviate the inflammatory process that's happening within the knee joint. And those in late-stage diseases, let's say in the elderly, despite all we've done, they still have symptoms and they're suffering. We talk about knee replacement surgery. And for younger patients who are in late-stage disease, we can consider realignment of the knee to help alleviate the symptoms they have.
Okay, so I'm actually very glad then to learn that Prof. Chu's research, right, has recently received some donation from the from StemiGen Therapeutics. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So StemiGen is a young biotechnology company founded here in Singapore. They also focus on stem cells, and there is a strategic collaboration between the medical school and this company to try to move forward on osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm. And it's also the government, the Singapore government, is matching the donation in a contribution to the Lee Kong Chian Medicine Endowment Fund to boost research on the joint disorder.
Yes, that's right. So the donation from StemiGen was just over $1 million, $1.2 million, and that will be matched by the government.
Mm. Now, I know that to some of us lay people, that sounds like a lot of money, $2.4 million, but I understand that in research, that's only a drop in the ocean, right, given what you need to do.
It is. I think you fit the nail on the head. So medical research, and in particular the development of therapeutics, is a very long, drawn-out process, and it's very, very expensive. So this provides a start. It's very helpful to us to get moving on this. And in the next 3 to 5 years, we hope to finish the preclinical phase of our work, and to perhaps have developed an experimental therapy that then we can pass on to clinical colleagues like Derek, who can then put it into patients and see how it works there.
Mm-hmm. When you say complete the preclinical phase, what happens after that? Is that when you are able to have human trials?
Yes, that's right. So the preclinical phase involves the development of the therapy, the development of the manufacturing process, and some experiments that are done on animals typically. And then after that is the clinical phase, and that's carried out in hospitals. So we work with clinicians such as Derek to be able to put this successfully into partners. Perhaps this is a good time to mention that the Lee Kong Chian School of Medicine and the National Healthcare Group have a strong partnership that allows clinicians like Derek and scientists like myself to work together from the outset of a project. And this is something that's really strongly correlated with bringing therapies to patients.
Well, 3 to 5 years. Can you hurry up? Because I'm starting to feel the onset already of some of the, you know, symptoms. Okay. All right. So, but never mind. We'll be patient. But in the meantime, maybe Dr. Goh can share some of your advice for the general public on this disorder, some lifestyle tips, maybe for, and how we can support the elderly who are suffering from it.
I think the key thing is maintaining your weight, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, active lifestyle, maintaining your muscle bulk. I think a lot of questions that I often get from patients with osteoarthritis is, I have knee pain, how do I maintain an active lifestyle? I would say there are a few exercises out there that allow you to maintain an active lifestyle. Let's say you can't run, you can consider swimming or cycling, or static exercises such as yoga that may help you with your symptoms. And more importantly, I think maintaining a weight is very important, because imagine yourself being overweight, carrying 20 kgs of a rice sack on your back every single day.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be good for your bones, right? Bone density.
That is right. Yes. So it's a double-edged sword, but I think maintaining muscle bulk is very, very important. The analogy I'll draw to you is, when was the last time you saw somebody with a muscular elderly man that is sick and frail? So I think maintaining muscle bulk is very, very important for the elderly.
Okay, all right, got it. Got to go to the gym, do your weights, eat healthy. Well, thank you so much, both gentlemen, for being with us today on Money FM 89.3. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your insights. And all the best for your research, Prof.
Thank you.
We'll be speaking with Associate Professor Yan Chu, Principal Investigator of Stem Cell Science and Regenerative Medicine at the Lee Kong Chian School of Medicine, NTU Singapore, as well as Dr. Derek Guo, Associate Consultant at the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at Woodlands Health. I'm Melissa Hyuk for the Workday Afternoon, and you are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.